Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, that's one of those ones where you're watching football, any game, and you see something happen, and you see the other team immediately wave to the, like, get out here, get out here. That's when you know it's bad. In real time. Like, I didn't see until I saw the one replay, and I was like, okay, never again. No, no more replays. But when you see in real time the other team, like, pointing to their trainer and saying,
yeah, no, they know. Yeah. They know.
They know.
They know.
Yeah.
So, Dibs is here. If you're just joining us, if you heard me and Goo do a segment, Dibs had a flat tire. We're all good now. We're here. Guru and Steiner are on their way home, and we're here.
Yep.
And Kyle Shanahan is going to be here in about 10, 15 minutes or so. He'll have his Monday conference call. I'm sure it will be a barrel of laughs, and we'll let you know what he has to say, let you hear a chunk of these answers, which increasingly are just too much about injury. And so 888-957-9570, I'm especially interested today in the emotional experience of watching Fred Warner go down, because that was the first thought for me today, which is this hit different than the other injuries. I go into a football season knowing like people are going to get dinged up. You got to try to avoid the season enders, but you're probably not going to. Like, there's going to be some season enders. And so every fan has to go through that whole, like, okay, that sucked, but now let's, like an anthill, let's start rebuilding this thing and let's put the puzzle pieces together. Maybe they can go acquire Trey Hendrickson and they can still have a pass rush and Kittle's going to be back soon and Purdy's going to be back soon and, all right, we can keep this thing together. For me, this one hit different, and you will not hear me do some sort of like mail it in, give up, go Warriors, the season's over. That's not the way it works. There's still all kinds of value and intrigue that can come from this, and it still, I believe, could end up even in the playoffs. I don't think Super Bowl is very realistic. I don't even know how realistic it was to begin with. But this one hit different. Speaking of your tire, that was the word yesterday. That was completely and totally deflating to the point where I wasn't watching the game the same way anymore. And the outcome didn't matter as much anymore. And even the way I processed what I'm seeing didn't feel the same anymore. You know, Baker Mayfield hits balls over the top and guys are doing flips in the end zone and pirate ships are shooting stuff into the sky. And I'm like, right. There's no Bosa and Warner. Felt like Billy Madison. Like, you're out here playing dodgeball with kindergartners, dude.
A little bit.
So yeah. I'm not mad at them for celebrating. You can only play who you're playing. But I just watched it differently. That's it. That's the only way I can say it.
I guess I did a little bit the same, but you know, I also look at the game and I watched it again last night, and you look at the game and you realize that they still had many, many chances to go out there and win that game. You had Baker Mayfield on a 3rd and 14 and you had him sacked and you're down by one and it's late third and you've got Baker basically almost on the ground. And if you put him on the ground, you get the ball back, and now you're kind of in control of that game. So I don't think about the rest of the year and think, oh, woe is us. We're not going to win again. And, you know, 4-13, whatever. Even looking at yesterday, yeah, it was terrible. It was tragic. And Fred, you know, one of our favorites, he's out, and he's out for the year and the rest of it. But at the same time, you had enough plays that you were able to make, or almost make to still win that game on the road.
Which is impressive.
Yeah.
So, but I guess, let me, I'm going to keep trying to describe this. Like, yeah, it wasn't defeatist. Oh, the season's over. Oh, they can't achieve anything. It wasn't any of those. It just felt different.
Yeah.
It's so just soul-sucking. The injuries always are, but not Fred. And I guess what has come to light is that I need to give you a new answer to a debate that we have had before, which is the most important 49er to keep healthy, or which is the Niner you'd least like to lose. You know, you and I had a debate, I think, a year or two ago.
Yep.
It was 2 years ago. It's like you were kind of like McCaffrey, but maybe even Trent Williams.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, it's always the quarterback. It's the quarterback, period. It's the quarterback. And at that time, 49er backup quarterback situation, I guess maybe not as healthy as we have found it to be this particular year. So that's part of it, is this year is different than 2 years ago. Other part of it is that Brock Purdy is not gone for the season. But I figured, like, what a perfect time to really get the real answer to that question, because we don't have to imagine it. You lost Christian McCaffrey for all of last year, pretty much. And then this year, in different ways and shapes and forms, you have lost Purdy, you have lost Kittle, you have lost Pearsall, you have lost Nick Bosa, and you have lost Fred Warner. And there's no question to me which one hurts the most. It's not even close.
Yeah.
It's Fred Warner.
Well, I think it's close with Nick Bosa because, again, yesterday you had almost no pass rush.
Again,
and,
yes.
Yeah, and
again,
your secondary is getting absolutely crushed, and it's because Baker Mayfield's got all kinds of time, and he's not feeling any pressure in that game. And, you know, we could talk about Grandy's grades tomorrow, and I saw his grades, and I have my own grades, and we can get into it. But the secondary yesterday was, to me, patently really bad. And part of it was no Fred Warner. And the one was the touchdown in the first half where you blitzed Stout, and it was the roughing the passer. And I heard you a little bit on the crossover as I was driving on my spare coming in. And, you know, whether or not you thought that was a penalty or not, it doesn't really matter.
It didn't hurt him, yeah.
You know, Huff drops into coverage, but on the back end, there was nobody. And Diamond or Lenore either didn't go the right way or the safety didn't cover on the right side. That was the Fred Warner moment for me where, you know, Fred's going to be able to, in the huddle, go, all right, you know, Stout's coming here. Huff, you're dropping there. You make sure that you are over here and cover the deep throw, because there was no one. That was a wide open throw and a walk-in touchdown. And that, to me, was the moment where, yeah, you miss Fred, like, actually making plays, tackling and all the rest of it. But on that play where you had a complete blown coverage, that felt to me like something that Fred would have been in the huddle, you know, kind of pointing out with the green dot helmet.
I would think. Yeah. I would absolutely think. I think I saw some stat that since Nick Bosa went down, I think the 49ers have hit the quarterback three times. Is that right, Grandy? Is that right? Three times.
Sounds about right.
In 3.5 games.
Right.
Yeah. So, like,
and one of them was late, Upton Stout. And, you
your
know,
opinion.
Does hitting Baker Mayfield when he eventually broke free and got 15 yards on 3rd and 14, does that count as a quarterback hit?
I don't think so. I actually don't even know.
There's multiple hits on that one.
Yeah.
Didn't matter,
I mean,
though.
Huff
that guy's a running back, though.
Huff had his arms on him, though. As a
multiple guys had
right,
had
but,
him
I mean, that
rights.
Would be a hit. Like, they hit him as a quarterback, and then he shook it off, and then he broke, like, four more tackles and dove, and, you know.
I don't know exactly. I don't know exactly how the stat works.
Yeah,
I just
either.
Know that they're not getting home. They're not getting home, and it's still a miracle that they're 4-2. You know what I mean? What do the Niners do well? My first answer right now is they kick the field goals.
They throw the ball. Their passing offense has been good.
Yeah, it's been
very good.
But their pass protection not necessarily great. Like when Mac Jones was able to deliver the ball yesterday, I was very impressed by how he delivered the ball. His ball security in the pocket, similar to what happened to Brock at the end of the Jacksonville game, that is, you know, he got away with one. There was a fumble where boy's knee was like hit the blade of grass first. Like his ball security was not great. He's immobile to start with. He's even more immobile now. I don't blame him for any of this, but that's a part of the pass game that makes things very, very difficult. But his delivery, the accuracy and strength of his delivery, I thought was phenomenal yesterday.
Yeah, mostly good.
I thought
good.
It was great.
Yep. The first pick was not on him.
No.
That was a Kendrick Bourne.
Kendrick misread it and went the wrong way.
Exactly. And I think Kyle called it a sight adjustment where you're supposed to see where the corner is and then, you know, make the adjustment and then break over and be in a spot where Mac thought he would be. The second pick, I think, was on Mac. That was just a bad throw. And, you know, what we talked about in our show thread about Keyshawn Johnson and, you know, the fourth down play call and, like, what you're supposed to do on fourth down. I mean, come on. You're down by 8 late in the game. It's fourth down and 6. You're not going to kick a field goal to cut it to 5 and all the rest of it. But if we want to get deeper into the weeds about what's wrong versus what's right, Dominic Pooney, and I can't wait to ask John Feliciano this about tomorrow, do offensive linemen go into a slump? Because it looks to me like he's slumping.
I think he's hurt. I mean, he got
but
hurt.
But even beyond
earlier.
That, false starts and
right. But
like,
I mean,
little
like,
things.
If your knees hurt, it's going to mess with everything. But yeah, it's just a critical, critical error that he made in a huge moment yesterday. There were two plays that killed the Niners. And any chance of stealing the game, that was one of them. And the other one was Baker Mayfield on 3rd and 14. Like, those two plays need to be made. And they weren't. And there's youth all over the field. It's funny, when you just mentioned Grandy's grades, and we'll do it tomorrow, and you already saw the digital part of it online.
Yep.
You want to know what went through my head?
I'd love to know.
I'll be ready for tomorrow.
Me too.
But right now, I just want to go credit, no credit on all 7 of the answers. I don't want, like... How am I giving anybody an F when you don't have Fred Warner? That's soft. Whatever.
Does the O-line not have Fred Warner?
No, but the O-line has no George Kittle, and the O-line has now an immobile quarterback, and the O-line has whatever they've got. Like, they've got receivers going the wrong way. Like,
does Sky Moore catching a punt at the 2 not have Fred Warner?
Twice. Fine.
One was at the 4.
Sky Moore gets an F. Yes. Sky Moore gets an F.
I mean,
Special teams can't get an F, though, because Eddie DeNiro is the best kicker I've ever seen in my life, and the league is moronic for having him available. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
This guy's incredible. So, we'll discuss.
No, and I can't wait to discuss it, because whatever happened, and you go to the locker room 12-minute halftime, I'm sure there was additional discussion, and then the first play out of the half.
Yep.
False start.
Juwan
number
Jennings,
15.
Number 15.
Offense. And then you get in the red zone, and number 15 commits a reckless, reckless offensive pass interference.
He's frustrated.
He's frustrated.
That's not an excuse. But, you know, like, I don't know, to comp this, because once again, throughout the last couple of years, the one thing I've been most impressed with the Kuminga situation, for example, is just how he sort of handled this mentally. Like, there's some real, real strength there. The concern I had, and to a degree I guess still have, is watching that thing play out and not having him act like Juwan acted yesterday. Because Juwan is in incredible pain, and Juwan is pissed off about what happened all offseason long. That's not an excuse. You can't do that. If you bring it to the field, it makes it even worse. And in my mind, he did. But that's what I think that this is all about. It's those two things. And you know this as any human being does. When you're ticked off about multiple things, it takes the third person very little to trigger you, and you will fire on them. There's not a person listening to us who hasn't yelled at someone and then 10 minutes later gone, oh, God, that's not who I'm mad at all. I'm sorry. I hope you say you're sorry. We've all done that. That's what I think Juwan did yesterday. That's what he did yesterday. You're not mad at the play calling. You're mad because the free receiver that the Niners found on the next to the couch on the corner of the street is going for $1.50 a game. You're in terrible pain. You're a free agent at the end of the year. You didn't get paid. Your completely injured teammate is making $30 million a year. You're mad. I get it. I would be too.
And I also think he's mad at the fact that DeMarcus Robinson comes back and on that first down play, going down for the field goal drive, he drops it. And that's when the first shouting match started. And You mentioned this during the crossover. I caught a little piece of it, and you actually can see it on the broadcast. You can see Kyle Shanahan spin toward Juwan, and then they cut back to the play, and then you can see like the wide view, and he's still going after Juwan. I can't imagine that Juwan didn't say something like, huh, I wouldn't have dropped that, Kyle. I would have caught that.
I don't know about that. Like, that's one thing I know is even when football players, all athletes, when they're ticked, it's not usually, they don't usually turn on the teammates. Like, you
even
know
the
I mean?
Wide receivers?
I don't know, man. Yeah. Like, I mean, what, you know, like, Juwan's never made a mistake. He's never dropped a ball.
No, but why else, like, would he be mad in that moment?
Just like, because
he's like, not playing.
No, exactly. And he's got a lot of money that, like, the money that they gave him this offseason is tied up in incentives.
Right.
Newsflash, he ain't going to get it.
Well, and Robinson's out there dropping easy passes, yeah, pitch and catch.
But you're out there false starting, dude.
That was later,
And you're in pain.
Mm-hmm.
You're not your best.
Five broken ribs?
Yeah. Like,
I mean, are you kidding me?
What do you want the team to do? Like, dude, one thing we do not have time for right now is people, like, keeping track of other people's money and targets and all. We don't have time for that right now. We're trying to field a team, for God's sakes. So, like, I get it. If it was about that, and I'm Kyle Shanahan, yeah, I would have wheeled and fired on that kid, too. You kidding me? I'm trying to call plays, and you're over here in my ear about your incentives or whatever? Like, I would have called my security also. Get this guy out of here. I'm trying to call the next...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Play. Like, what are we doing? What are we doing? And Fred Warner is gone for the year. Like, Kyle's not frustrated. Everybody's not on edge on that sideline.
Oh, they're all frustrated.
Everybody's out of their mind.
But Juwan's playing through ankle, shoulder, and five broken ribs, and I can't get
pain.
A target?
Yeah.
I can't get a target?
Yeah.
I'm out here fighting for my life. You know.
You want what Kyle, what I hope, and I bet he didn't, but you know what he could have said? You know what? There was actually an opportunity for you to build some rapport with Mac Jones this year. When was that?
I wonder, Mark.
Oh, right.
Was it August?
How's your calf? I know it's tricky. Anyway, let's talk to some of y'all. We really want to get into the emotions of all of this. Depeche in Danville. Hey, Depeche, what's going on? Thank you for calling.
Hey guys. Thank you. Enjoying the show. I completely agree. The comments you made, Fred Warner going down feels differently, more than Bosa. I think he was the connective tissue or the glue of the defensive unit. He was sort of the blanket, the warm blanket. When things go down, you look at it, oh, there's the warm blanket. We have Fred Warner. I have a question for you guys and also for the rest of the guests, and I'm curious. With Bosa down and Fred down now, who is the captain of the defensive unit on the field? Oof. We know there's a captain of the defensive unit who's Robert Saleh on the sides, but who's the captain who's going to take this defensive unit and play the remaining games of the season to some level of competency? So I'm curious about your comments, and I'll take your comments on the radio. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Keep up the good work.
Well played.
Thank you, Depeche. Appreciate
an experienced
that.
Listener.
Yeah, veteran.
He's heard a Dan Dibley show before.
I think Diamond or Lenore would be the captain, but I don't know if
you
have...
Do you mean
have...
emotionally, or do you mean actually, like, functionally?
Well, functionally, it'd be who has the green dot. And for me, the green dot would be a linebacker, somebody who is, you know...
I think D. Winters, they even said on the broadcast,
right.
D took over the Fred role.
Okay.
So I think...
So the green dot, I would imagine.
I guess.
And,
yeah.
I mean, you'd want your linebacker to be the one to get the call in and to be able to, like, you know, control all three levels. Diamond or Lenore, though, I think emotionally it becomes the leader of the defense. And other than that, like up front, you've got rookie, second-year guy, and new guy, Huff, coming from the outside. I don't know who else would be in that mode. You know?
I hear you. He is the statesman of the defense from the standpoint of now he is your highest paid healthy defender. That's true. But and I hate painting with a broad brush. I'm not making a defensive back. I'm not making a cornerback the emotional, spiritual leader of my defense, because cornerbacks are largely wide receivers who can't catch.
Yep.
And they're built the way they need to be built. So I'm not going to criticize them for this, but and this doesn't apply to all of them, but they're built the way they need to be built. And it is a very narcissistic, selfish island that wide receivers and cornerbacks play on. And so you have to, in many ways, kind of be focused on you. You have to be focused on you, because your job is to get stuck on an island and play one-on-one with somebody and stop them. Stop them from what they're doing. And that's why the wide receivers, we see so many of them around the league sort of bucking and getting in quarterbacks' faces and causing whatever. Like, that's, it's sort of the nature of the position. It's a pretty position, and it's a selfish position. Linebacker is not built the same way. Interior defensive line is not built the same way. But, yeah, I don't know.
Like, who to be there?
I don't know. Yeah. Right? I mean, I don't know if D. Winters is ready for that. He's a phenomenal player. He's having a great year.
Yep.
So, I guess the best answer I got right now.
I mean, there's no other real candidate, right? I mean, you can go to Yetur Gross-Matos, who's also hurt, and you go to Bryce Huff, who's brand new, and Mikel Williams is a rookie, and you got D. Winters, and other than that, in the front seven, you have nobody.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.